Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And before we spend any more time together, let's just take a moment in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we are able, by our choice, by our desire, by our request, Lord, that we can be made one in the Spirit. Lord, that your Word, the Spirit of God, which unites your people, Father, we give you honor and praise that Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. And all of us, Lord, regardless of our stages of growth or time that we walk with the Lord, we are being placed, we have been placed in your body so that we can receive instruction from our head, our Lord, our God, our Savior, and also, Lord, work together with those that you have placed us next to, Father, that there would be a spirit of love and unity. Father, that's what Psalm 133 declares, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And so, Father, I thank you for the work that you're doing in the body of Christ, but also, Lord, in our own lives. Lord, there's some that may be discouraged today in the midst of a fierce battle, but Father, we thank you that as we stand upon your word, as we are submitted to you and resist the enemy will flee from before us. And Father, I pray for those who are especially embattled, Lord, that you would give them peace, that you would give them deliverance, that you would give them the provision they need, whether it's natural in terms of finances or circumstances, or whether it's spiritual strength and renewed hope and faith to continue on. Paul said one thing he did, Lord, that was to, forgetting the things that were past, he was pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for this day. We ask, Lord, for your anointing upon the Word of God, and, Lord, that you will minister even as we wait before you in this time that we spend together. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to ask a question, and I was thinking of my own personal life, in terms of your relationship with the Lord, whenever that occurred. Some of you perhaps may have been saved as a child, and it may be even difficult, if you've served the Lord all of your life, to even remember back to the time when you didn't know and love Jesus. But for those of us who received the Lord and became a Christian later in life, we can recall, and I'm asking you to do that, what life was like before you got saved. And this is where the world is at, beloved. They are looking for answers. They don't understand the purpose and meaning of life. They're looking for answers to the what, the when, the where, the how of life, why they were born. I know that was one of the reasons, one of the things that put me on the search for truth, because even though I had been brought up in a denominational church, yet as I got older, as I became an adolescent, I began to question, and then I began to really seek for myself reality in terms of the question, really, is God real? And so, and this is where the unsaved are today. They're looking for personal meaning and significance in life. And for some, they try to find it with substitutes for a knowledge of God, whether it's looking for power, whether it's looking for material blessings, finances, acceptance, fame, power, whatever it is. They're searching in all kinds of directions. But beloved, for those of us who know the Lord, who have walked with the Lord, there can be and is only one real life, and that is found in an acknowledgement of the Lord Jesus Christ. This life, the reality of true life as we were meant to live it, only really begins when one becomes a Christian. And one of the first things we begin to realize when we are born again is that we are important to Jesus Christ, that He suffered and died for each one of us, and our needs are important to Him. Man was originally created in God's image with the potential of realizing the full will of the Heavenly Father, and that will was expressed in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the only begotten Son of God. He delighted to do the Father's will. That's all. That was His meat. That was His drink. He and we are created in the image of God and would have continued. Our first parents would have continued in that perfect estate, but because they disobeyed God, sin entered the heart of man. And God's perfect creation, that is us, we were the ultimate example of his creative workmanship, if you will. We became marred and distorted because of sin. And not only that, all of natural creation, the animal life, plants, thorns and thistles came up. We had to learn how to survive. We earned bread by the sweat of our brow. And so, as we become a Christian, we are searching to come back, and the roadmap is delineated, it's exemplified, it's shown to us in the Word of God, that we, you and I, have a divine destiny. Let me read for you Romans 8, 28 and 29. A beautiful promise, and I'm sure if you walk with the Lord, you've held on to this many, many times. Verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." Listen to verse 29. "For whom He did foreknow, He knew us before we were in our mother's womb. He also did predestinate," this is the Father Paul is talking about, "to be conformed to the image of His Son." And of course, the Son was that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So Jesus is our elder brother, if you will. His Father, He spoke of His Father as our Father. Remember, that's the what we call the Lord's Prayer. He said, "This is how you should pray, our Father." He called Him Father. That was a new thing with the New Testament, a concept that the Old Testament saints did not really walk in. They understood Jehovah God, the God of might and power, but to call Him His Father, that was one of the revelations of Jesus in the New Testament. So we have a divine destiny. What is that? Well, ultimately, God has a plan for each one of our lives, but that divine destiny is really quite simple. It's to become like Jesus. Regardless of what we go through, the trials, the battles, the blessings, all of those things, Romans assures us, verse 28, that everything, even the bad, are working together and are fitted into God's plan for good to those who love Him and are called and chosen for His design and purpose. Do we make mistakes? Yes. Do we make wrong choices? Unfortunately, yes. Sometimes we get ahead of God. Sometimes we delay and hold back. And thank God for the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness when we repent. John says that and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Being forgiven of sin is not a one-time event. It's a daily occurrence, beloved. Yes, when we repent, give our hearts to Jesus, we don't have to keep doing that over and over again. You don't have to keep going down to the altar to accept Jesus. If you were sincere and truly meant it, the Holy Spirit came to live in your heart, and you are a child of God. 3:18, let me read that. But we, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory. How does that happen? Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so this passage is telling us that we are to reflect like mirrors the glory of the Lord. And as we do that, we are being constantly changed, constantly transformed into His image, not to stay the same, but from glory to glory. We're to walk in His presence. We're to be like Jesus. That's our desire. We're to become like Jesus. We are to do as Jesus did. We are to think as Jesus thought. And you can say, well, that's almost an impossible thing. Well, no, because anything in the Word of God, if God is asking that of us, it's not an impossible thing, because otherwise He would be unjust to ask that of us. Paul said, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." That's Philippians 2, 5, and 6. And so, if we have the mind of Christ, and that's where it all starts, beloved, in our mind, with our thoughts, if we allow that change to continue on a daily basis, then we will speak as Jesus spoke when He was here on earth. In fact, Jesus told us in John 14 and 12, we would be doing even greater works than He was doing because He was going back to the Father. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we will just continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. It does matter to Jesus about you. And so, beloved, if you are going through a difficult time, as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. You may email, or you may just drop me a note or a letter, and know that I will personally pray for you. If you enclose your mailing address, then I'll be able to respond back in a personal way, although I will always confirm receipt and pray with emails. I love you, and I pray for you every day, my UCM partners. If you write, I specifically pray for whatever requests you share, but I pray and ask God's blessings upon my radio family, too. I love you. Thank God for you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.